Can I steal a little love? Can I steal a little love? Cool me, honey, I'm on fire. To steal your love is my desire.
Chat with women. Real advice for real life from real women. Now more from Pam and Michelle on Retro Radio KIXI.
Welcome back. You're listening to Chat with Women, and I'm Rochelle.
And I'm Pam. Now joining us is Joanne Factor, who is joining us today to chat about self-defense. As we all are aware, there's been a lot of attacks against women in the area lately, in the Seattle area, like walking home from the bus, that kind of thing. So welcome, Joanne.
Thank you.
We're excited to talk to you because we all need to know what we should do. Mm-hmm. I feel like I think over the years, Rochelle and I have learned some things, but, you know, we all walk around sort of blindly. So can you give us some tips on what we can do as women? Because we're either on the phone or we're driving, all these things, mm-hmm. and we're not paying attention. That's one of the things I know
I
that we have to
thing.
Do more mm-hmm. of. So what are some tips?
Okay, so first of all, one thing I want every woman to know is if you actually are attacked and fight back, you have a really, really super good chance of winning.
You do.
Yes.
If you
they don't
back.
Expect it.
They don't
mm-hmm. expect it. Guys who are looking to attack women are not looking for a workout buddy. Mm. They're not looking for a sparring partner. They're looking for somebody they can intimidate and turn into a victim.
Right. Who's vulnerable.
Right. Mm-hmm. And you start fighting back. And we're talking specifically about like street attacks, stranger attacks right now.
Right.
Most of them are going to say, whoa, I wasn't counting.
Yeah,
on this.
Never mind.
Yes, they're going to find somebody else.
Okay, but let's talk about mm-hmm. when you say fighting back. Mm-hmm. Does that mean kicking, screaming? I mean, what do I do?
All of the above. It okay. means basically using whatever body parts or things you have in your hand okay. against vulnerable targets.
Okay.
Best targets: eyes, nose, throat, groin, and knees.
That's where mm-hmm. we should attack.
Yes. So okay. I mean, most women, if you just fight back, you have a pretty good sense where to go.
Right, you're right.
But if you focus on specific targets, you're much more efficient, much more effective, and you really want to disable your attacker long enough for you to escape.
What happens if they grab you from the back? What do you do? Because mm-hmm. at that point, you're really, you didn't expect this.
Right. If somebody grabs you from the back, you're probably going to be like surprised. You're going to freeze up a bit.
Right.
Take a deep breath and then say, I got a free hand. I'm going to do a karate chop right behind into the guy's groin.
Okay.
Perfect.
Step on the guy's foot. Kick the guy in the shins. If he's grabbing you in a bear hug, mm-hmm. really good chance his head is right behind yours.
Butt
do a
headed.
Headbutt.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Right into his nose.
Okay. We got that. So
and use
fight
your voice.
Back.
And use your voice the whole time.
Scream.
Scream, yell. Yell direct commands. No, stop, back off, leave me alone.
Okay. All righty.
Okay.
What else?
What else do we need tonight?
Because I'm going to ask you, this is an important question to mm-hmm. me. All of a sudden I notice I'm being followed in my mm-hmm. car.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Because that, you know, you just keep thinking, God, they're really close. They're not turning off. And you start mm-hmm. getting this feeling that we go mm-hmm. by. What do I do in that case?
Okay, so one thing you can do to test if somebody's following your car is basically make three right turns.
Okay.
So, and if the person's mm-hmm. still behind you, then, yeah, they're following you.
Okay.
Then you want to stay in a public place. So it's always good to know the location of local fire stations or police stations.
Okay.
There's a good places to pull into.
Not a gas station. I'd always heard a gas station. But there's never an attendance anymore. But could you call 911 and tell them where you are, too?
Is that another?
Okay.
Yes, we all have cell phones, and that's a great weapon.
Which I've been hearing a majority of some of the attacks have been coming from are people wanting these phones, smartphones,
right.
and laptops,
yeah,
and backpacks and
right.
stuff. I mean,
mm-hmm.
at least the reports on UW.
Yes.
You know,
yeah.
like that. So
right.
I do know, also, I think even if you don't want to, necessarily, if you're not sure, let's say this, it's in need of emergency or the person is, I would still call someone and mm-hmm. get them on the phone.
Right.
And so at least they're aware of what's going on.
That's a good
right.
point,
and keep
Danny.
Someone on the line. Mm-hmm. I think that right. still would help.
That could help. I'm a little ambivalent about that.
Okay.
Because
that?
One thing attackers do look for is somebody who looks like they're unaware, not
right.
paying attention to their surroundings.
Okay.
If you're on your phone,
okay, good thought.
You have a split attention.
That's understandable.
And, mm-hmm. you know, even though police try to get there quickly, mm-hmm. I mean, a lot can happen in the sure. 7+ minutes.
You're right.
I mean, 7 is optimistic.
Yeah.
And the time it takes police to get there, you could be gone. They can right. be gone. They will be gone.
Okay, well, that's a good thing to do. Mm-hmm. So go to a fire, police department. Mm-hmm. They're not going to keep following you when you pull into the police station.
No, not like
that. I think the big thing that we're really hearing is to use our voice and to use our own body.
Yes.
So don't allow them to take over, fight back and scream.
Right.
Anything else?
Well, I would say make sure you use nice, assertive body language.
Mm-hmm. Okay?
So take up your space. Take up the space that you're in.
When you're walking, you mean.
Right.
And don't be on your phone. And don't be texting.
Right. Right. That's the big one.
I know.
Yeah, personally, I can't text and walk at the same time.
Well, I can't either. So,
but we're not young.
But you still don't want to stand there texting because you're still obviously making yourself a target if you're just standing there.
You're unaware.
Right.
Now, what if you're in your car, okay, because I've heard this scenario. Fortunately, today's cars sort of self-lock. You get in, you turn the car on, and it sort of automatically locks. But some of us are driving older cars.
Yeah, mine doesn't.
Such as mine. I have a 92 Camry.
Mine doesn't.
Where should we keep our purse? I think, I've heard the story of people, you're at a stop sign and people go to your side door and they open your car door and take your purse. Where should we keep our purse? Where should we keep our belongings?
Well, I have to say I lock my car doors when I get in.
That's good advice. Yes. And because I have to consciously do it, honestly. Mm-hmm. But there's something, I don't understand this. My side door does seem to lock, but not my door. I don't know. It's an old car. But the point is that what you're saying is lock your doors. If you're lucky enough to have a new car, it locks it. But if you're not, lock your doors.
Right. And I would probably keep my purse on the floor in the passenger side.
Right.
Well, that's, see, that's what I've thought. But they can open that side door, break that window, and grab your purse. So that's, I've always been a little fearful. Mm-hmm. What about at home? All right. Mm-hmm. We're home alone.
Right.
Somebody not, what do we do? How do we protect ourselves?
Well, this happens, right, Rochelle? Mm-hmm. Somebody not, salesperson. I personally do not answer my door. Should we at least let them know we're home and say, I'm not answering my door, or should we just not let them know we're home? What's your recommendation?
I highly recommend you go to the door, let them know you're not interested. Sometimes what happens is burglars are knocking on doors to see if anyone's home.
So I'm not opening my door, actually I'm calling the police, so I suggest you leave.
Just say, I'm not interested.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Basically, most burglars are not looking for a face-to-face encounter. They're knocking on doors to make sure no one's home.
Right.
Don't hide. That happened at my sister-in-law's. She was upstairs. Mm-hmm. There was a knock at the door. She wasn't really dressed to answer the door.
Right.
So she thought, I won't say anything. The knock came several. She never said a thing. And all of a sudden, they broke in her door. She was on the phone with her husband. And she screamed. They realized, oh, my gosh, somebody's home. She told her husband, call 911.
Right.
And so it's very good advice to just say, I'm not interested.
Right.
Because they will.
And leave
away.
It at that. Uh-huh. And you don't even need to open the door.
No,
I know. Don't open the door.
Yeah. Well, you've got a natural alarm. You've got the dogs. So they they just go crazy.
Yeah, but I've never, this is good information for me because I just don't answer. I don't let them know I'm there. I don't say anything. And so I like what you're saying because I'm afraid, they go, oh, okay, well, I'm going to break the door down.
Right.
So I feel like I'm better not letting them know I'm here. And so, but I like what you're saying. I'll start saying I'm not interested.
So, Joanne, we have a few minutes before we have to take our break. What's the most important information you want to share with the listener?
Trust your gut feeling. Trust your intuition. Hone your intuition. Practice talking to people. Strike up conversation with strangers and just hone that intuition. Keep honing it. Trust it.
Right.
Use your voice. Take up your space. Back straight. Head forward, shoulders back, relaxed. Don't let somebody try to make you smaller.
Oh, that's good advice. That's very good
advice. Well, I just think we have to be aware, if you're in a mall parking lot, that's another one. You're not supposed to get in next to a van.
That's right. No, that's kind of like old.
Is that old?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Don't worry about that.
Really? Oh, okay. We can do that now?
Yeah.
I have to call security?
Yeah.
There's a van next to me.
Yeah. I mean, if you do that in Seattle, you'll never find a parking spot.
That's good. They're all vans out there.
That's good.
Right.
So if you're aware... That's the most important thing.
Be present, be aware. And I like commanding your space, shoulders back, head up, being aware of your environment, who you are. Mm-hmm. But it, like, you know, it does come upon you. And I understand they have big scissors, so they cut the straps of our purse.
No.
They don't do that anymore either?
That's not as common. That's kind of mythology.
Is it really? Yeah. Oh, because my sister was leaving for Buenos Aires, and I said, hold on to your purse.
Oh, that's so funny.
Yeah, I mean, traveling abroad's a little different.
Right.
But here in, like, most places, the vast majority of people who are looking for your stuff, basically, they want it unattended.
Yeah, they don't want to have any confrontation, is what you're saying.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. That's good to know. That's
well, Joanne Factor, if somebody wants to, do you teach self-defense?
I do.
You do. Well, then how can our listeners reach you?
You can go to my website at strategicliving.org.
Okay.
And I have a complete class schedule. I have a contact page. And I do classes open to the public. And I also do classes for your small group.
Oh, that's wonderful. That would be excellent to have.
I think it's so important. It's so important for us to be aware.
We're going to contact you. We're going to be doing a health and wellness event. Right. You would be perfect at this because this, to me, is health and wellness. We need to know this information. Joanne Factor, strategicliving.org. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
You're listening to Chat with Women on AM 880. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.